Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How you doing and feeling, Bailey?
Oh, I'm great, Homer. How are you?
I am blessed. You had an amazing weekend. I saw some of the pictures
were
shared from the 2026 She Day. So
yes,
please enlighten us and let us know. Like I say, it looked like a overwhelmingly successful event.
It was.
And that you looked like you had fun and you were able to mingle with a lot of people. So
give
us your truth on it.
I had a wonderful, wonderful time. And shout out to the ladies of Sisters Network, Southeast Wisconsin. You know what? Doing events like that always just touch my heart. And I just love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ask, you know, can I come? When? What time? When do I need to be there?
Right.
Always, you know. So when Keisha Jones and Dr. Sandra Million Underwood hit me up and said, you want to do it? I was like, yeah. When? What?
Right,
what
right.
day is it? You know?
Say less.
Okay. We did it at, this was the fifth annual
okay.
She Day.
Okay.
And it was at UW Parkside, which I'd never been on the campus. Very beautiful campus.
Okay.
Way up in there, though.
Shay Shay Fufu?
Well, this past Shay Shay Fufu.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
It, you know, Parkside is like almost on the border. It says Kenosha, but it's on the border of Racine and Kenosha.
Okay.
So, I mean, a wonderful time was had by all. It was packed out. The ladies came out. Shout out to our own Cherie Harris,
hey.
Who is a thriver and survivor. And
Saw her in the picture.
Yeah, she was there in support of. She was in there, and I was supporting her, and she was supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a sisterhood is supposed to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And She Day was a powerful day of information and just thinking about our health. And it was so powerful to see all the black female doctors there imparting information and the nurses, doctors and nurses there that you could ask one-on-one questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, about your particular situation or what have you. They had free clinical breast exams. You could get your diabetes check.
Mm-hmm.
You could get your blood pressure check. All the things.
Okay.
All the things, and it was amazing to be a part of the event. And one of the things that I really loved was the decor there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was Shay Shay Fufu. You got to see these. You have to see the pictures of the table centers and
mm-hmm,
all of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wonderful, beautiful. If you want to check out the full deal, hit up my Facebook page. Just follow me right there and. You know what? And it's Bailey Coleman on Facebook. Just follow me and check out all the pictures, the wonderful pictures. The ladies were beautiful. You know, black people look amazing in pink. Did you know that?
Yes.
We were meant for that color.
I've seen it.
That color was specifically designed for us. I'm telling you now. And, I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. A great time was had by all of the ladies that came out and information was shared. And, you know, it was a great time with the Sisters Network. And she stands for Sisters Health Empowered.
There you go.
So y'all check it out. And y'all, while you're there.
See, more acronyms.
Yes, more, your favorite.
Yeah.
And while y'all are there, make sure you go. And, you know, you never know when breast cancer might affect you or somebody in your family. So while you're on there, follow me. And follow Sisters Network Southeast Wisconsin. All right?
That part.
Thank you again to them for having me. It was wonderful. It's always my pleasure and my blessing to go out and host, and especially hosting events like this. It was wonderful. I had a great time.
Mm-hmm. We both had some amazing weekends.
Yeah.
And my one of the added highlights to an event that I had to do, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm about to send this to you.
Oh.
I have to.
Uh-huh.
I have to. I started to send it then, but I'm like, you know what? I'll wait. And and listen, it was like the Loch Ness Monster.
Uh-oh.
It was like Bigfoot.
Da-da.
Elusive.
Elusive?
At least for us.
What?
Look at your text page.
Uh-oh.
Your text message.
Here we go.
And you will see the elusive. Like, what? Do you see it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
That's Al?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Al.
Wait a minute.
MKE.
He looked different in my picture, but I think he had sunglasses on in my picture or something.
I was doing one of the events that I had to do over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Was for Eric and Latasha Teague,
okay.
Mr. and Mrs.
Okay.
Eric and Latasha Teague, their 20-year wedding anniversary
okay.
celebration.
And Al walked up in there?
Al was in there with his 89-year young mom.
What?
And he had a lot of other family members in there. I didn't know he was related to Tony Reese and
oh,
just a lot
yeah.
of people. So,
oh.
yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Al.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
So, yeah, yeah, got to.
Al ran up on you.
Yeah.
He pulled up.
And I don't think that he knew necessarily, maybe. I don't know if he knew that I was going to be there, but he ended up coming up
well,
introducing
he can't
himself.
Come in with a family event.
Right,
so
absolutely.
Al, you was looking different today. I got to send you the picture I got of me and Al. He had glasses on and mm-hmm. some kind of sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Really nice sweatsuit and stuff. I was like, Al uncovered in this picture.
He, like everyone else there, I know Mr. and Mrs. T. I said how they wouldn't have had anybody else. You know, I've been DJing for a lot
Al
of their events
looked like
for a
he
long time.
Favored Sherwin. Is they cousins?
I don't know.
Is y'all cut?
I guess we'll have to find out. We'll have to find out. But he definitely appeared to, just like everybody else, enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And people danced and had a great time.
Of course.
Even before, you know, it was time for the dancing part, when I was just playing music and reading my crowd and doing me,
mm-hmm.
everybody was loving every minute of it. So
good.
It was a great celebration.
Wow.
And, yeah, I ended up being able to see Al MKE.
Al was up in there.
Al Fair, you know.
So,
that was a great thing. That was a great thing. I was like, wow. So, you know, we chopped it up briefly.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I learned about, you know, yeah, and this is my people. That's my people.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I was like, okay, Al. Okay.
Al got a whole group here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, he dat, you know. But it was a great time. It was a great time.
Uh-huh.
Bailey, we're going to have Heat Extreme again this week.
Yes.
Even today, starting today.
So get your
94, 95 is what they say and the temperature is supposed to reach.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be 98 with the heat index
yes.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Rob Haswell was saying this morning
mm-hmm.
on Fox 6. Shout out to Rob Haswell. So, you know, y'all turn the ceiling fans on if you got them.
Absolutely.
Get them going right now while the
turn
air
the
is
air
still.
On.
Yeah, because when we was coming in, it was like 73 when I was coming in. It's mm-hmm. 72 in Milwaukee right now.
Right.
So if you get the fans going now and it's cool, you might be able to stop going in and out the house. Now,
mm-hmm.
this is that time when, you know.
Yeah, because now they updated it'll be 95.
Okay.
so, today. And the week just keeps going
yeah.
and going and going.
Yep.
And it's nothing to play with.
No.
You know, people have heat strokes. Also,
yeah.
if you have your fur babies, your pets,
yeah.
Be careful and mindful for them as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, make sure that they're hydrated and
yep.
make sure that they're not just sitting in the yard in the sun.
That part.
And you don't want to sit in the yard in the sun.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got to be mindful of
yep.
all of those things.
Yep.
But, yeah, for those who just love heat, here it is again.
Yep. Yep.
You know, we had a little reprieve, and now.
Listen, you just try to find a way to enjoy yourself.
Right.
You know, that's, go get some popsicles from the store. You know, if you ain't been to the store in a minute, you should probably go right now. If
yeah.
you get up and get out, you gonna be home all day,
mm-hmm.
you ain't got no central air, go on to the store, make sure you got some popsicles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ice cream is cool, but popsicles last a little longer, and they're icy.
Yeah, what about Freeze Pops? You remember Freeze Pops?
Yeah, they got them out there too. That's the best way. That's the most cost effective.
Now, I didn't like the flavor ice ones because they didn't have real flavor.
Yeah, they didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woman's got these ones.
Bomb Pops.
Bomb Pops are good too. Mm-hmm. But Woman's got these ones. You can see them. They got them at Walmart too. Mm-hmm. They're in like a red kind of netting.
Okay.
They got plenty of flavor. They tend to keep their flavor.
Okay, okay.
So those are good, too. Y'all go get a bunch of those. Those are cheap, right? Mm-hmm. Less expensive. Put them in. By the time the heat starts, just pull one out for yourself.
So
but
you
got to go do it in the morning, yeah.
You indulge in those kind that you're talking about?
Yeah, I do, because you know what?
So you step down off the Shay Shay Foo Foo pedestal?
That's not a here or there. I thought
unless it was a popsicle with the brand.
No. You know what? Like, no. I don't even do those kind because Walmart got some, they got some great popsicles in there.
They great value brands?
Yes, they are.
See what I'm saying? That's why I say with my cranberry apple juice, it's the great value brand. And people see that in my contract when they book me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I said the Walmart great value, you know, because you got to be specific with everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they got to give me that.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
I love it because, you know what, sometimes those generic brands or the store brands, like the great values and stuff, sometimes those are way better. Like Woodman's has a brand that's really good on many items. What is it called? It's Craven.
Okay.
That's their, like.
So, and.
And it's good. I mean, some of the products
Sam's
are actually.
Sam's Club is what? Maker's Mark or something
Yeah, Maker's Mark. They got some good stuff. Hey, tuna salad at Sam's Club. The Maker's Mark version. Get you some of that if you like that.
Sam, y'all need to advertise. Let's hit up Sam at Walmart. Hey!
Exactly.
Y'all need to advertise with the truth. You know what I'm saying? Hit up Sheree. And be like, hey, I heard y'all talking about us in a good way. And,
So,
but we've got some interesting things that we'll be talking about on this morning. One, we need to let you know with the elections coming up, and you know we always talk about they told me I went to vote, and then they said this and they said that. Well, the elections are August 11th, and they're kind of giving a somewhat heads up.
They're changing,
I guess,
some,
barely 30 days notice.
Yeah, they're changing some voting locations.
Yeah, and we're going to give you all that information, so you'll be able to keep up with that. Also, we're going to end up talking about volunteers that help clean up Milwaukee neighborhoods during a community event. And also, Metcalf Park community members address food insecurities, you know, so they held a event inside the now former Pick and Save on 35th Street.
Yeah,
So we'll talk about that, and then we got some other things, the fire and some of the tragedy that happened with that fire. So we got a lot of things to talk about, and then these three minors that were arrested. So we got a lot.
Get your kids.
Yeah.
Get your kid. Wasn't that the last thing you said on Friday? Get your kids.
Yeah, I think I said get your damn kids.
Oh well, you know they didn't do it though.
I know.
Okay.
Right. Bastille days. Okay. Oh, listen. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of some bills, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. This is Truth in the Morning. Got to say great morning to Xavier, our producer. Great morning, Xavier. How you doing and feeling, bro?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good. Had a great weekend. Lindsey Graham died. Mitch McConnell was doing the weekend at Bernie's. And I met a beautiful, smart woman.
The views and opinions expressed by our producer, Xavier, does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media and Civic Media Radio, but are the sole comments of Xavier, our producer. As you were, Xavier, because, Yeah, I'm not. I have no comment to your comment. But what else you had? How was your weekend? Was it interesting?
Me?
Yes.
Oh yeah. No, it was very interesting. Like I said, I met.
Are you getting ready to go back to that? Oh, okay. You're just going to talk about the lady?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought you was getting ready to go through the whole thing again.
Oh, about me like smoking on the Lindsey Graham pack.
Well, I done your disclaimer, even if you didn't do it.
Bought a cigar on Sunday, smoked it in his honor, or not really in his honor.
Wow.
But he's looking up at us right now.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
You know how many deaths he's responsible for, him and Mitch McConnell? Tens, if not hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
Did I mention the views and opinions of our producer Xavier does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media and Civic Media?
But are the
sole comments.
I need some more coffee.
Okay. You know, sometimes the world gets better when people leave it.
It's X-A-V-I. I'm just saying, I was just going to acknowledge the fact that, you know, he passed away. And then there is this alleged photo of Mitch McConnell, that, like, he's sitting up and doing well.
Y'all know what's going on. They had to show proof of life photo because Lindsey Graham had just died, and they want y'all to know. They try to hold out. I think my son said August 3rd or something like that. Is that right, Xavier? August 3rd?
Something like that. They're trying to hold out so they don't, because in the state of Kentucky, if Mitch McConnell is confirmed dead, they have to hold a special election to fill his place until next year.
Right, and the thing is, don't they have a Democratic governor that would appoint the person?
Yeah, so they would be running, I forgot the guy's name, the senator that will be running in his place to take the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a black man, and he's actually ultra-progressive. So
yeah, they don't want all that happening. So they posted him up. That's a throwback picture.
I think his name is Charles Booker.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds like a classic black name.
Yeah.
So they don't want Charles to be up in there.
Essentially, yes. So they're trying to do the weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
And right now.
I was wondering what the name of the, I couldn't remember the name of the movie where they.
Yeah, that's Weekends at Bernie's. But right now the Senate is, right now they're tied right now because the two guys are out of commission, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, they don't want any Democrats taking their place.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
Okay.
They had to do a proof of life photo.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, ain't nobody seen him. He ain't been in public in how long?
It's been about a month.
Okay.
He's definitely, like I said, they're just trying to hold off as long as they can.
Yeah.
You know, the Republicans are compulsive liars, you know.
And, I mean, the thing is, ain't nobody seen him, and you just going to throw a photo out there? That's an old photo. That could have been taken 5 years ago. Who knows?
I mean, have you guys ever seen the video of him walking, and then he just falls over in public when he's getting questioned by the...
That's why he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's like a little turtle.
Yep.
He kind of reminds me, like, have you ever seen Hannibal
Lecter? Views and opinions expressed by our producer. I just need everybody to understand this. Because if I had my...
Your
gavel. Don't even ask about Gavel Jr. Y'all done gave him a name.
I thought it was Baby Gavel.
Baby Gavel, Gavel Jr. He has acquired many names in his short span of being here. Y'all have given him so many names. And, you know, but yeah, I just see, this is when you need that official.
<You're> like, have you guys ever seen Hannibal before?
Yes.
Yes.
And remember the guy in the little chair that Hannibal cut up?
Oh, my goodness.
That's what Mitch McConnell
looks
like.
Listen, people. Let's go to what we were talking about these voting. Bailey!
And he talks like him, too.
Bailey, please. Please don't.
Should I get a picture and put it in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, don't do it. Homer's not being fun this morning. We just want to see the picture.
Listen.
What?
I'm just.
What?
Okay. Can we go to the voting?
It's just fun and entertainment.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
Just
having a little fun. They have fun with us.
I know some.
Why can't we have a little fun?
Hey. All I'm saying is the views and opinions expressed by Bailey Coleman does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media or Civic Media.
I want to say this.
But are the sole comments of Bailey Coleman.
I want to say this.
And Xavier.
I'm not going to say anything else after this. I just want to put this out there. Because for me, they were saying, you know, I read in the reports that Lindsey Graham was 71 years old.
That's correct. And a very
I have seen 71 people. I have seen people that are 71 years old. And you know what? I had him pegged for a good 79, 80.
Well, he was allegedly a big alcoholic. I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of his TV appearances lately, but a lot of times you could question if he was drunk or not.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. I like to talk about the fact that multiple Milwaukee polling locations. I'm just saying. See,
now we just, listen.
I understand.
We just trying to. Y'all know y'all thought about that. Y'all said he was 71? Really?
Okay.
Oh.
Multiple Milwaukee polling locations changed ahead of the August partisan primary election. I will not. The Milwaukee Election Commission says that several polling changes will take effect for the August 11th partisan primary election after the recent fire at Lincoln Avenue School, along with MPS construction. Four wards will be affected, including Ward 143, which was formerly at Gwen T. Jackson School. The new location will be the Center Street Library at 2727 West Fond du Lac Avenue in Milwaukee. Wards 145 and 169, formerly at Francis Starms Discovery Learning Center. The new location will be Starms Early Childhood Center, located at 2616 West Garfield Avenue. And Ward 247, which was formerly at Lincoln Avenue School, the new location will be Beecher Terrace Apartments, 1800 West Beecher Street. Impacted voters will be sent a postcard in the mail with details, and the Election Commission is planning for additional signage and indicating changes at the former and new sites. For a complete listing of polling locations for the August election, you can go to the election site. And you'll be able to find out, you know, you get all the information.
What okay.
414-286-VOTE. You know, you can get all the information.
Yeah. 414-286-VOTE. That's correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's going to be different for some people. So I'm glad that they, instead of like a week out or 2 weeks out, gave the information.
Right.
I mean, yeah, sure. It's a month. We're like, yeah. You got time though.
Yeah.
If they follow up with what they're saying they're going to do with sending out notifications to all of the voters, registered voters, about the changing of your polling location. One, of course, Lincoln School, we understand that was totally destroyed. They're going to have to just tear that building down.
Yeah. And didn't they say they were just going to renovate a certain part of it?
Hell, I don't see nothing that can be renovated
really?
From that.
Oh, okay.
Just looking at it from the aerial view, the drone view or whatever, it don't look like
nothing could be renovated
from that. That's a shell.
Wow.
That school is gone.
Wow.
I mean, they would have to, in my opinion, to make it safe, they would have to literally raise that building and then build it from the ground up.
But other than
that, I just don't see. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. And I think they're going to be moving some of the kids to Pulaski, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. But, yeah, so just a heads up so you won't get caught up in wondering, where do I vote at? And this, that, and the other. The information is out there. We'll continue to let you know so you won't end up saying, well, I tried to go vote, and they said I don't vote here no more.
Yeah.
Just listen.
And some of your locations have changed.
Yep. And we'll keep you updated on
and
the truth.
And if you need to know, you can call 286-VOTE. There's also a text that a lot of times they'll send out.
Yes.
Where you can put in your zip code,
mm-hmm.
and it'll tell you where to go vote.
Yep. So, you know, we talk about our community, volunteers. When we come black, Volunteers help clean up Milwaukee neighborhoods during a community event. We got a CBS 58 News report on that. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that for you to keep you up to speed.
That's a great topic. That's a nice topic. Great news for something positive going on in our area. Mm-hmm. So y'all keep it right
here. Yeah, and it'll be followed up by us talking about the Metcalf Park community members address the food insecurities.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across the campus, from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. As we were going to break, I was talking about the fact that there's a couple of great positive things that were going on in our community.
Yes.
One being where there were volunteers that helped clean up Milwaukee neighborhoods during a community event.
Yes.
And that, you know, it said dozens of volunteers spent Saturday morning helping beautify Milwaukee neighborhoods during the On My Block cleanup. So we do have a clip on that. Xavier, do we have that clip? All right, we're going to play that clip, and we definitely want to talk about and highlight that. Almost there. I think that is the curse of what you were talking about.
Live radio.
Yeah. You're going to learn today.
It happens.
Yeah. But, you know, shout out to people coming together and cleaning up.
Yeah. You know.
Our communities.
Our communities. Their own, where they live.
Right.
That's important. Amazing. It is very important to do that.
Dozens of volunteers got up this morning to help clean up their neighborhood. The On My Block cleanup started at 10 this morning with people grabbing supplies from the Martin Luther King Community Center on Vliet Street. The three-hour event also involved faith leaders who shared messages of peace, healing, and shared responsibility. Volunteers say it's about taking pride in the way your community looks.
So it feels amazing. You know, we went down to the lake and cleaned up a lot of cigarette butts and whatever trash is down there. And, you know, anytime that you do something good for yourself, for the world, you're going to feel better about yourselves.
After the cleanup, volunteers got back together for an appreciation meal at the MLK Community Center. This is part of a week's worth of activities organized by Milwaukee Community Crossroads.
Good evening, and thank you for sticking.
All right. So, again, shout out to Mama Raisa McCullum, a.k.a. Miss D, over at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. Again, it is it's definitely important that we come together and take care of our communities.
And you know what? I love the signs that they had up that said, "Don't let the block decide who you become."
Right.
That is so true. That is so true.
Absolutely. So, you know, we need to have a lot more of that.
Yes.
And we shouldn't have to be told to want to clean up our communities.
But you know what? Sometimes we just got to do that, just remind everybody. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And if everybody in the neighborhood cleaned up their area, I mean, even if you just came outside and cleaned up in front of your house.
Right, that's
your sidewalk area.
We got to do it. You know, we can't talk about, look at all the trash. Well, who do you think put it out there?
Yep.
Especially if you talk about the trash on your block.
That part.
Who do you think?
Who?
Are you talking to your neighbors
and
say, hey, Uh-huh. Y'all need to, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Or hit up DNS, Department of Neighborhood Services, and be like, hey.
There you go.
They ain't cut their grass. You know, no mo may has been over with. You know what I'm saying? No mo may has been
no
over
mo.
With. Yeah,
no
M-O-W, mo. No mo. So you ain't supposed to. Yeah, I tried as long as I could with that, and I just can't stand. I couldn't stand it, so I had to go on and take care. I let the bees pollinate or whatever for a while.
That's
because
so
that's what it's
you.
Supposed to be.
That's so kind
for the insects and
you
the
let
bugs.
Them, yeah, you let them pollinate.
Bailey.
Hey.
No. Listen, I am not. Listen, I don't know. What is in the coffee?
Nothing.
What's in the producer's studio this morning?
Nothing. We're here.
Pure joy. You don't get happy when someone dies sometimes? Possibly two people?
No, I
bad
don't.
People?
I do not.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So you don't get mad when
I'm not going,
die?
I'm not going to dance on nobody's grave.
Oh, I will.
I'm not doing that. That's not, no.
Yeah.
I was doing the Diddy dance.
Okay.
Oh,
listen, again, to all of the communities that are out here, just again, in your community, just make sure you pick up because, again, nobody else, it's not anybody else's job to have to try to make sure that your community looks good.
Yeah.
And if you are a person in your community and you find yourself always cleaning up, but there are certain properties that just continue to let it accumulate time and time again, even after you done just went and you it wasn't your responsibility.
Right.
But you picked up and cleaned up. We all have some communities that have some people that they just go down the block, whether they put the trash down or not. But if there's some people that are just habitual with just leaving trash and not trying to do anything, again, call Department of Neighborhood Services. Be like, look, hey. Hey, this house here, have the address, have all that information. They're not going to go to them and say, hey, the neighbor that lives here gave us your address. They're going to go out and investigate, you know, but also take pictures.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, people want to shoot videos on everything we see.
Yeah.
Shoot a little video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And submit that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Submit that to your alderperson.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
We got a few problem properties. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if it's an apartment building.
Yeah.
Like, look, submit that information so we don't have to sit and look at other people's areas and be like, oh, it looks so nice and clean over here and clean over here. It should be clean in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And, people, I see people, but they don't have a license plate that will open up their door and just throw every piece of fast food containers out.
Listen,
it's disgusting.
Let me tell you something. So I'm out by Woodman's. Y'all know, y'all know the spot. Well, I see your cousin and them. They came shopping out there, and clearly they got all the chips and everything they needed out of the box. You know those big boxes. We have the different flavors of chips, and it might be
I have the boxes, but I break mine down and throw them in the recycle bin.
Right.
Yep.
You do what a productive citizen would do.
That's right.
Right. Why your cousin and them throw the whole box out the window like it wasn't nothing? Like it wasn't nothing. Like, we got all the chips. We got all 20 packages of chips out of here. Just go and toss it. Okay, cool. And they just throw it right out the window. That's why they don't let y'all off of some out of some areas of the North.
And ain't it crazy, though? You know what I mean? So it's like we should want to keep our community clean.
Do they still give out tickets for littering?
They should. I believe they do.
Do they?
Yep.
All right. I'm just checking.
Okay, because you see so much.
They should have got a big ticket.
Yeah.
It wasn't even their area. That wasn't their area.
Right.
We was down in Menominee Falls. Y'all was out of pocket.
You know. Half eaten food, all kind of stuff, and then you wonder why we got rodents and all of that.
That part.
You know, why are the possums over here? Why are the raccoons trying to kick it over here? Well, some people are feeding them and letting them know that it's more food because then they come with their whole little family.
Yep.
Because first it'd be the big one.
Yeah.
And they come like, all right, let's check these garbage cans. Let's check around here.
Let's see what they got.
Hey, don't bring the fam. Don't bring the fam. They ain't got nothing over here. Ain't nothing but healthy stuff. You know what I'm saying? We been out there where that stuff is.
And you
we
want
need
some
that.
Salads and cucumbers, right. You come over this way.
Right. Over there, you're going to overdose of health. But, again, we leave all the things and then wonder why some raccoons may burrow into your attic or into your walls.
Yeah.
You know, and other rodents.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we got to, you know, help us do what we need to do.
Help us help you.
Yeah, there you go. To keep a clean community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the street cleaners do still come up and down blocks.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them.
Yeah.
I hate when cars are not parked where they're supposed to be.
Right.
And it's that one spot.
Yeah.
Get left. Like, man, park on the right side.
Right, exactly.
Alternative. Go ahead. You know, so. But, yeah, so it's up to us to make sure that we have a clean community. It shouldn't be left to people outside of our community to have to come in and clean it up.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, I just felt like that's – I've always felt that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can call and get information and get some bags and –
yeah.
The receptacles that you need and the trash pickers.
Yeah.
So you can clean up. You ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about it. So there's no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to ENCs. No excuses and complaints.
Mm.
All right. Let's see. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Great morning to our YouTube page. We love you. We appreciate you all. We see you.
Mm-hmm.
While you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe.
Yep.
And, of course, we are on Facebook Live. You can like and follow that page.
Yes.
You can find it all at 1017 The Truth. So we're going to 9,000. We have about, 8,070 subscribers right now.
Okay.
So we moving up.
We and still accept. We was at 8,070 on Friday, though. We couldn't get no more?
It was 60.
It was 60 because I thought you said 70 on Friday.
Yeah, it was 60.
So we only got 10 more? We couldn't get no more?
It may be 70-something. Okay. I just know that when I see the 0.07, that, you know, that we at 70 at least.
Okay.
So it may be 74 or 76.
Y'all have to step up y'all game. Get your neighbors and cousins and stuff.
Me and you.
your mama and your cousin too.
all right, so we got to get ready to take care of these bills. Thank you, Truth Nation, for helping me get us black on track. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homa Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Again, I'm the legendary Homa Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we were talking about the fact that, you know, community cleanups are still in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that took place over the weekend as well is Metcalf Park. You know, we talk about Metcalf Park a lot, you know, when Dame was with us. You know, being in that district, working at that time with Alderman Russell Stanford II, and just with Melody, who was also one of our Truth Community Award recipients.
Right.
But it says Metcalf Park community members address the food insecurity.
Oh.
because, again, we have a lot of businesses that are closing.
Yes.
A lot of them are grocery stores. Some people would say, and I'd be one of them, that we could lose the Midtown Pick and Save, because it seems like it's almost there. Like, the lack of employees, the lack of store cleanliness. And
Their shelves looking a little bare, too?
There's videos that kind of just, you know, show that it's not given the priority that it needs. And it brings up an interesting narrative, but I want to go into this story. But when I look at some of these stores that we end up saying how they're looking, whether it's certain Walmarts or whatever it might be, it brings up an interesting question.
Okay.
And I can't wait to use that for a Truth Talk text poll question. But first, Xavier, if we can play this clip to let our community and people know what some people in the Metcalf Park community are doing to address the food insecurities. This is the Fox
Park
6
community.
Story.
Neighbors there say it created a gap, leaving them with no nearby grocery store. Our Durante Matthews shows us how the community's resilience is keeping them going.
They tried to bury us.
This is more than a song. More than a metaphor. But a movement from Milwaukee's Metcalf Park neighbors who stood Saturday in front of the former Pick and Save on 35th and North Avenue almost a year after it closed.
We no longer have any fresh food access in our neighborhood within a walking distance.
Folks like Corinne Dennison say the Pick and Save left a food gap, creating distance between neighbors and necessary nutrients.
And we know that life-giving food is food that comes from the ground. It's food that is grown, that is growing food. It's just impossible to really stay healthy on nutty bars and soda.
We continue to see these grocery stores closing in our neighborhoods.
Natea Taylor is the founder of Run Black and Green. The organization focuses on increasing wellness in Black communities.
We see that what we call food apartheid is impacting many Black communities across Milwaukee.
Her group, along with Metcalf Park Community Bridges, came together Saturday, hosting an event where neighbors could not only get free food, but also learn how to garden.
We have to take control of our own food system so that nobody can just strip it away from us.
There was also a workshop teaching about soil and land ownership. Taylor says there have been some improvements over the last year, like Milwaukee County and city declaring food apartheid a public health emergency. The community also created community fridges for people to gain access to food. But when it comes to the future, neighbors say they have work to do to fill the gaps themselves. Durante Matthews, Fox 6 News.
And organizers.
Yep. So, again, that took place over the weekend. And I think that we as communities have to do more strategic things like this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think it's a great idea
mm-hmm.
to grow your own food.
Yes.
If you can. Yeah, if you
Shout
can.
Shout out to Alice Garden.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what? You can grow right there, you know, if you have, even if you have like a porch
mm-hmm.
or you know, it doesn't all have to be ground based. If you've got a porch and some pots and things out there, there are plenty of vegetables that you can kind of grow on your own and have for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, even if you have one of those arrow gardens that you could put in your house,
mm-hmm.
you could grow you some greenery in there. I've done that before. My sister sent me a hole when it was a situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, can't do that no more. But anyway.
Make your own portable greenhouse.
You can make your own portable greenhouse. There are many things that you can do, you know, just to have your own, you know, fruits mm-hmm. and vegetables.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Without all the chemicals and all of that kind of stuff.
And you know what? It doesn't cost a whole lot either.
Getting
the seeds and all that, or if you get something that's already sprouted, you know, and start from there, it really doesn't cost a lot.
You know, seeds be looking so lonely in stores now.
Yeah, you know what?
I remember.
Yeah,
I'm like,
they do.
There's seeds for this, and seeds for that. Yeah,
you know those can be difficult to sprout, but if you get something that's already going,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yep, be like, now,
if you like me, you ain't got no green thumb, right?
Just repot me and I.
If you don't have a green thumb like I do, then you might want to get something that's already sprouted.
You won't regret it.
And you know what's interesting? Like, a lot of places have sales going on right now on just those very things, stuff for your garden and stuff. So yeah, Now's a good time to go out and grab some things and, you know.
Do schools still do that where, like I say, I know I spoke on this before on the show.
Well, where you plant, your own.
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
You put the seed in a wet napkin or a paper towel and let it begin to sprout. And then you had your little carton. It was a whole project.
It was a project.
I was proud of my little bean sprout.
I was too, because I had one. And then after it sprouts, they had us put it in a little styrofoam cup.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, no, you know what?
MPS, boy, y'all still do that?
Y'all still do that? Because that was a great project.
It gave me respect because I also had it at home.
Right.
I had it where flowers were planted.
Yeah.
And gardens in your yard.
Yeah, yeah.
Were planted. Like, you know, so I was like,
yeah,
it was second nature. I got to plant I was happy. I was like, this is my spot right here.
Yeah.
I planted a sunflower stalk and it grew.
There it is.
Like, oh, so you didn't just eat them like that?
I did the bean sprouts, but my mom.
I done the bean sprout first.
My mom had us doing
corn
gardening stuff and doing, and she planted these rose bushes in front of our house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they still come up. They're annuals.
Well,
and
I know
tulips come up every year.
Are indestructible. You cannot destroy a tulip.
Oh yeah.
I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
You can pour the worst chemical in the world, and them tulips going to come up the next year.
They're going to come up. Don't even matter. They're going to make their way through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them tulips coming black.
Yeah. Well, out at the senior spot that I work at,
mm-hmm,
we have a deck out there.
Okay.
We've been working on it. But, you know, they have, like, mint that keeps coming up and a bunch of herbs and stuff. I'm like, you know what? Some of these got to go. Some of these mint plants have to go. Because they're all over everywhere.
All up and through there?
Oh, yeah. They're all up and through there. I was like, somebody's got to go. We was out working. Shout out to the residents. We was out working.
Yeah. Now, going black, and when we come black in the 8 o'clock hour, something that I feel that could be a poll, a Truth Talk text poll.
Okay.
And just put y'all thinking caps on. And when we look at some of our grocery stores that are in our communities,
mm-hmm,
some of our box stores that are in our communities,
mm-hmm,
and the people that work there look like us,
mm-hmm,
shouldn't we be the ones to make sure that the meat department is looking right, the groceries are stocked correctly?
Right.
You know, all the things, like, do we hold some of that? And I want to talk about it when we come black.
Yeah.
In the 8 o'clock hour.
Because you collecting a check.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be your damn job. So the filthiness and some of the stuff we're seeing. So are you not mopping the floors? Are you not?
But some people say that ain't their job.
But they hired for it. Listen, we got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We're going to talk about it in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.